When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog.
I don't want to change my gender expression, but at the same time, it pains me so much to be excluded from queer spaces. Any tips to make peace with this?
If I saw you in a straight space, I'd still approach you femme lesbian because I love you. And
okay,
I don't see you as
more
not
about
queer.
You, Ashley.
Shh. I would approach you anywhere.
We've
anytime.
Heard Ashley.
I would approach you at church.
Mm-hmm. Ashley would walk up to you and she would go, "So, what's happening here?" How was your egg retrieval? Tell us everything. Do you feel less like a sack of eggs?
Do you guys really want to do another egg episode?
Yeah.
Does anyone see over my shoulder?
Yeah, what is that? Is that you? Mac, is that you?
I'm following in Ashley's footsteps.
Oh, oh, you have a mini me behind you.
I didn't have time
you
to
have
get
a younger
giant
you.
Poster made.
Oh my god.
This is mini me staring at me. She's looking at me like, "You did so good. You went to the doctor today."
Wow,
great
she
job.
Is looking at you just like that.
Well, that's great, Mac. How old are you in that?
I don't know. I don't, like, ages.
We didn't celebrate birthdays
like
in
eight.
My family, and there was no cake.
Just the actual birth in the living room. We celebrated that.
I actually do kind of have, like, another major update, though.
Okay.
Okay, tell
okay.
us that.
Don't freak out.
I'm
oh
already
my God,
freaking
we're
out.
Freak
but,
out.
I'm freaking out.
I
Whoa, okay, you're scaring me now. What is
oh my
that?
God, wait.
What is this
oh
face?
My God.
That's
no,
that's
no,
Elena's
that's
Elena's fizzy bomb ring.
Ashley, I fucking hate you.
You had me for
I
a
hate
second.
You.
You had me for a second.
Dad pranks. Dad pranks.
Okay, but does
In
it fit? And is it beautiful? And do you
period?
Love it?
In that 10-second period, I went through so many emotions because I was like, "Oh my God, Ashley's engaged." And then I was like, "Why would she choose that ring?"
Yeah, I was like, "Jen did bad."
Oh my
Jen
God.
Did bad.
Yeah. Well,
does it fit? Do you love it?
I love it. I'm never taking it off.
This is what the fizz bomb girlies would say. They would go, "Love, do you love it, babe? Miss Ashley, do you love it? What are we thinking?"
Oh God.
What
oh
are we
God.
Thinking, Miss Ashley?
Miss Elena, I think it's trash. I think it's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I hate that it fit. It almost didn't come off, and I would have literally chopped my finger off. Then I'd rather chop off one of my fingering digits
yeah, one of
than
your
wear
really
this.
Important digits.
A really important digit than wear this ever again.
Well, I appreciate the sacrifice. Thank you for putting it on for us today. That Not- is...
I'm going to need some time to recover
it's
from that
so
one.
It means
light. A lot. Well, it's not real diamonds.
I know. It's not real anything.
Nobody's claiming it's real diamonds.
I'm pretty sure that the value of that ring was like $160.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like $148. An MSRP of $149.
So it's definitely something.
Welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast. We are recording
Hello.
This in exactly 40 minutes. I am your father, Ashley Gavin.
I'm your mom, Elena Joy.
I'm your hot teenage brother, Mac and Jimmy.
No, baby. Well, I mean, you are baby, but the baby behind you is baby, even baby. More baby.
There's so baby,
it's like
baby.
There's baby, baby, and then there's you, current
you can't
Mac
see
baby.
She's wearing a bow. But she
she's
has
so cute, Mac.
My mom was very into matching me and my two sisters. So we have a lot of like
adorable
pictures where we're in the exact same outfit. Unfortunately, a lot of times it was a dress. And every time it's a dress,
well,
yeah. I'm like this.
I'm
making a pissy face.
I wonder if there are any parents there out there now like switching it up and giving their kids like dyke days and straight days for their,
yeah,
for their kids.
For sure. For sure.
Megan Fox?
Yeah, Megan Fox is known for like her kids just like wear the most random like ungendered things. Honestly, slays.
But wait, is so that actually, her choice did or you her actually, kids' choice? Did you actually have an update, or was that alt? Or are you just full of shit entirely?
I mean, I do have like an egg update, but
okay, yeah. Tell us about your egg, and then Mac, I want to hear about your doctor's appointment that you actually went to.
Oh, it's
my egg update was extremely successful. Your girl yep. had yep. so many fucking eggs. I wish I had done this a few years ago. I can't even imagine what would have come out of me.
I like that you already have way more than you'll ever need. And you're like, I should have started earlier. Should have got more. I could have got more. I should have started earlier.
I got, so I think the average for someone my age is about 15. Mm-hmm. I got 25 eggs.
Bro.
Here's the other
me,
incredible
thing. I gotta go to Costco and buy in bulk.
For eggs.
The other thing is like my eggs were like really healthy. So of the, so they take out the total number and then they take out any bad eggs that are not mature yet. Mm-hmm. So I had 27 eggs and 25 of the 27 were like totally mature.
Dude,
and,
you didn't even need to do this yet.
Wow.
You could waited.
I probably could
have. You didn't even have to manifest at all. You didn't need to use any of your manifestation powers on this. So what's the next piece then?
They're frozen.
They're fucking boss.
Now I wait until we've got a sperm donor and we want to fertilize them. I'm done. Well, the thing is like the number of eggs is a predictor. Like I will certainly have one. My odds of having one kid successfully are like astronomically high, like not a big deal at all. My odds of having like two kids off of these eggs, and like Jen also wants to carry and stuff like that and has her own eggs. So she has her own sack of eggs. So it's like 60
relationships.
It's like 60%. You have more pants to more clothing and
double
more eggs.
Egg sacks.
Double the clothes, double the eggs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's around 60%, which is like pretty solid. Mm-hmm. I feel pretty good about it. Then the process after was probably the hardest part. The surgery. I was really, really bloated, and it was like
the surgery itself. Like, they stick, without too much detail, because
No, it's not so bad. I also need to make an update. My eggs were not the size of what we thought they were. My follicles were the size of that little thing that holds the eggs. The eggs are still pretty damn small. Like, yeah,
not
they're pretty
toony sized.
So the after, I was so bloated. I've never been that bloated in my life. The tooting was unreal. I can't even explain to you how much I was tooting.
Gas.
Yeah. Just like bloat. I was huge. Sorry, this is disgusting, but
anyone
who wants to do it.
The other day I was literally thinking about how we've never talked about like tooting on the podcast.
Why would you be thinking about that, Mac?
It just popped into my head. Like, I don't know. It's just something she haven't taught.
I don't think I went half an hour without tooting.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I mean, that's just, you're just describing my day to day.
Describing. Are you a tutor?
You would never know it.
That is so valid. You look
honestly,
like
honestly, I think that's such a cute girl thing. I think like, am I allowed to talk about this?
Uh-oh.
Are we about to talk about our girlfriend's tutoring? Because
I don't really don't like it. Fart conversation.
I'm not much of a tutor in real life because my problem goes the other way. So when I need to be tooting and whatnot, I cannot. So
that was me before I went plant-based.
Oh, okay.
Truly, that was one of the things that changed.
Well, I keep relatively vegan. So, but like I eat ice cream, but like, you know, only sometimes.
Are you guys referring to burping?
You eat whatever. No, she's saying she's constipated.
Oh.
Mac is thinking the other way, as in the gas comes out the other end. That's what Mac is thinking.
Wait.
No, Ashley's saying that.
Are you fucking serious, bro?
I'm a burper. Constipated and bloated.
I'm a burper.
I thought that's what you were saying. I was like, why are you guys beating around the bush? Like,
I'm a non-stop burper.
Burping is
I can't stop.
I've told you guys that I've never burped before, right? We've had this
conversation. You're such a piece of shit.
My girlfriend can't really burp either.
I think we've had this conversation, but it's
wait,
a real
by
thing.
Choice?
No,
by
I just
choice
don't,
or by biology?
By have just never done it. To my knowledge.
So when you were a baby.
I'm sure when I was a baby, we've had this conversation, I swear to God. But when I was a baby, I'm sure I burped.
I'm sick of your nonsense.
In my adult, within memory life, no, as I've just never done it, I don't know how.
Oh, yes, you do. Want a medal? Like, you want a trophy?
No, but this is, what follows is, you know, the other end. It's got, that's, I think, part of the consistency.
Of the human body. The beauty of the human
body. It's got to go one way.
Well, here's the big one.
Okay.
I read online that your period, you know, is extra bad when after the surgery. And it makes sense because you've got so many eggs coming. It, like, your body is preparing for the mega period, you know? The big one. The big P.
The big red.
Yeah, massive red. Red wave, red tidal wave. So, bro, they are not fucking around.
Oh, God.
Cause like,
did you already get it?
I'm on it right now.
Oh, no.
And if I could show you the pads, have they?
You can describe them in detail.
So I don't wear pads, but you're not allowed to put anything in your vagina for 2 weeks. Oh, here's the procedure.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
They take a needle.
Okay.
We're with you.
Yeah, we're,
I don't know where it was for you guys, but it came in at exactly the same time for me. Okay. They pass a needle through your vaginal wall into your ovary, and they suck out all those eggs.
They go in the vaginal canal.
Through the wall.
Through the wall.
Yes. Into the ove.
So is there... Up through the badge, through the
in
wall,
through
into
the
ove. Okay, so is there a, what do they call that, a speculum or like?
I don't know. I'm out cold. I was doing riffs in there.
Oh, you're out cold.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't wait for those drugs.
Okay,
that's how you know I have an addictive personality, because I was like, hell, they were like, I'm going to give you the drugs now. I was like, hell yeah, dude. I want to feel good. I can't wait.
You're like, I don't this in my day-to-day life.
That like 8 seconds that I got to be on them, probably less, honestly. I was like, woo!
You're like, I'm thinking of freezing my eggs again.
Honestly. Oh man, those drugs felt good. But don't do drugs, kids.
So in through the canal.
Yeah.
But like, just like not penetrate, not... like not poking anything, just going up and then through the wall.
I'm pulling up some images.
Whew.
Yes, on an angle.
Ah, okay. And then I guess they go to each side.
They go to each side. It's pretty much a straight in there.
Right. Okay, yeah. I didn't realize they went through. For some reason, I pictured them going through your abdomen, but I guess it makes sense.
Yeah,
through the,
I kind of did too.
Through the vagina.
I don't get sensitive with like hearing about medical procedures unless it's like down there, because I'm just,
well, it's
like,
just a
it's
needle.
So sensitive.
It's just a needle, and I know that sounds like worse, but needles are so thin. They're really thin.
Well, and you're
did
out
you
cold.
Feel like any pressure or anything?
Pressure?
Or you literally didn't
no, she was
anything.
Out cold.
No, I was out.
Oh, I thought you, for some reason I thought you got like the Twilight.
You're out though. You're out. Twilight
you're
is
like not there.
Have you been on Twilight? It's not Twilight. You can just breathe.
Have I been on? No.
Oh God, Mac.
No, do it.
Have I been in? Yes.
Have I observed?
All four
Have
movies.
Have I consumed? So then afterward, you're not allowed to put anything inside.
Nothing
okay,
in
that
the
makes
vag.
Sense because...
Right. Yes, and they said it's going to be a really, you know, I read online it could be a really heavy period.
What day are you on?
I think I got it on Saturday, So,
okay, so 3 days.
So like middle.
Bro, I mean, this period. First
of all.
Oh my
God, I just realized that means you were doing shows with this period?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, you're crazy.
Oh, what? That's not a big deal. That's nothing.
Take a nap.
No.
Take a nap. Have you ever thought about taking a nap?
Alina. Have you?
Mac?
Have you?
Don't turn this. We're talking about your father right now.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guys, I'm doing great.
Dude, okay. Yeah, you've got 27 eggs.
Are you still allowed to plunge?
The past 6 weeks have been a lot, but yeah. I'm looking forward to feeling better and moving on.
Yeah.
But yeah, the period, first of all, I went to the store because I was like, I'm going to need pads. Real pads, because I was using my panty liners and I was like, this is not enough. So I went to the store and I got the biggest ones.
Yeah.
Which I used to use as a child. When I was really young, I didn't wear tampons. I wore pads.
Right.
And I just used, like, you know, I had some heavy pads. So, like, whatever. Yeah. Have they changed the size of these? These are boats.
Oh, yeah. It's like a diaper. It's fully a diaper.
It's fully a diaper now.
Yeah. If you buy when the did this? Ones, yeah.
It's belly this button to tailbone.
Yeah. I'm stealing that. Are you joking? When did that happen? That's not 20 years ago. They were not doing this. They were not this big 20 years ago. The pads have gotten bigger. Someone write
in. I can't imagine.
Because I feel crazy. I opened it up and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know, but I'm filling these up.
I would say good thing, because probably there were people back then who like didn't have a pad that would hold them, that would contain them.
That would love and cradle them.
Yes, so great, exactly.
That's, we just need the comfort of being held from the belly button to the tailbone.
I'm not complaining. It is the perfect size for what I'm dealing with right now.
How long does one of those like maxi guys last you?
Like the normal amount of time, but they're just so large. I they're so big.
She just held up her hand like I can't even.
Yeah, I am like a pound lighter for sure.
Are you taking iron? Are you taking your iron?
Elena, we're not all vegan and anemic, okay?
When you got a period like that,
I just dropped the mic, listener.
Oh, she literally dropped the mic. So that's a no. You're not taking.
No, I'm not taking my iron. Okay? Because you know what? I'm a fertile whore. All right? I am doing so great. Yeah, my doctors, every like doctor really I went to was like, oh, you have a really athletic heart. And I was like, how is that humanly possible?
Peloton.
Yeah.
Dude, I never saw
yes, like, Ashley.
No, but I just don't really think of myself as being in shape. I know I'm okay.
You undersell yourself in every realm that's not hustling.
Well, also, isn't there has to be like an athletic aspect to being on stage as well.
You think so?
I absolutely think so.
I'm just standing there, though.
But you're not. You're like expressing yeah, that's true. And you're like moving yeah. around. Like you're making quick gestures and stuff. Like it seems...
You're on your feet.
I don't know. I feel like that's athletic. Like when well, people just, are on stage I and singing feel and stuff, like... it's...
Cold plunging.
I wonder if it's the plunging because no one had ever made that comment to me in any of my doctor's appointments. But then this is post plunge. These are post plunge appointments. PPAs. Appointments. So maybe it's that. Does anyone else have an update?
Mac, you said you went to the doctor, or did you want to talk about something else?
I will talk about the after portion of it because, guys, it's so much easier to go to the doctor with my girlfriend around. It is like,
yeah,
it's like infinitely easier. First of all, I can't put off making the appointment because I'm scared because she's like standing behind me, like typing, whatever, which I hate before, but I love after I leave the appointment because I'm like, thank God that's over with. Mm-hmm. And then today after I had to get some blood taken and, so now for the rest of the day, I just kind of get to walk around. And every time I hold up my arm, I go like this. Listen,
have you never had your blood taken?
No, I actually get it taken like fairly. Like I've had it taken at least once a year. So I like am keeping up with.
Okay.
Check. Because I love like the data. I love like seeing all of that. Yeah. I just like don't like being at the office.
How's your iron levels?
Well, I'll let you know when I get the results. But so all day today, like we were walking out of the doctor's office and I like kind of started limping a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's just hard. And she was like, yeah, it would be hard to walk after getting blood drawn out of your arm. And I was like, yeah, it's just really hard. I was like, can you drive? Like, can we get a coffee? Can you open the door for me and like do the elevator and everything?
See, there you go. It's like you get a little treat after. Makes it worth it.
No, it's incredible. Having a girlfriend makes everything better.
Yes.
It does.
It really so does. Cool. Sorry, single God, listeners, sorry, you lonely, sorry, lonely sorry, sacks God. Of eggs.
We shouldn't be talking about this right before Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's true. It's like Valentine's Day.
Watch
like
this
now.
Episode come out.
No, it actually, I think this actually does Stop, come out on it? Valentine's Day.
Did you see my text about...
No.
Me neither.
No, Elena, wait, I was for Mac. I'm sorry. Sometimes I talk to my son.
Did you text me?
The fuck?
Elena's legitimately upset.
Oh my God, you totally texted me.
Yeah, sometimes I'm you don't so, respond, Mac.
I'm so sorry I didn't respond to this.
It's okay.
I would have responded.
I
know
no
you
idea.
Would have, Elena.
I would have responded.
You have no idea.
I have no idea. Yeah, I can't believe you didn't text us in the group chat, Ashley. No
I'm sorry. Next time I will.
Because our group chat is pinned. Do you guys
you
have the
it
group
pinned?
Chat pinned? Yeah, you guys are one of my pins.
I don't pin anything.
That's so cute. I love that.
Actually, yeah.
I don't pin.
If you can pin 3 or you can pin 6, and then it's an even row.
Well, and you know what? I have 5. I'm going to pin you guys. Oh my God.
You
I'm
didn't
gonna,
have
I'm
a group
pin
one of the
right
5.
Now.
Wait, I'm embarrassed now. Now I feel like.
No, it's all my family.
How is your sister, by the way? Are things still going well for her?
She's doing good. Yeah.
Okay.
Her boyfriend did break his finger, though. So.
Which finger?
Oh my God.
You know, none of Ashley's fingers are
that's
broken.
Actually
she
my
almost
update.
Lost one of them.
Wait,
that's
which, actually my which finger?
I don't know. I don't
Can
I
you
don't
ask?
Know. I couldn't.
You totally
tell you.
Know. You just don't want to say that.
Which finger?
I can ask. How do you pin?
Yeah, I'm going to need you to ask literally right now. I have to find out within the episode.
I don't really have anything just in school. Just trying to survive it all. Trying to keep it going.
How you doing, girl?
I'm tired, but that's okay. Should we take a question?
Oh, the first question in the chat that came up when I opened the Discord is about Elena changing her last name. Are you guys going to change your last names when you get married, or is that something you want to talk about?
I don't know. we've talked about this briefly, but like, I don't know, because we both have pretty great last names. So I don't know that either of us wants to change. But then it's like when kids, which is fine. But then when kids come into the picture, it's like, what do you do there?
Yeah. And some people do the hyphenate.
I know, but like then you hyphen and then that kind of sets them up for like if they want to get married in the future, then they've already got a hyphen. I don't know. I feel like the hyphen is a lot. Some people will do like the one of the last, the maiden name is the middle name, but then it's like deciding who gets the last. I don't know. It's a big question that we haven't really fully talked through. What are your thoughts?
Well, Jen and I are keeping our own last names and we have not figured out a solution for our kids' last names yet.
Yeah. Some people like make an entirely new last name for their family.
We've thought about that too, but I just don't think we're those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys are both like,
I feel like in order to be one of those people, you need to like make your own granola. You know, if you're going to make up a last name,
you should at least be able to make granola.
You're not on the grid, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
This is a good question.
Yeah, what would you do, Mac? Do you know?
I think me and my girlfriend have talked about it a few times. She's always like, I'll take your name. But like, my thought process is I have three siblings. So like my last name, the lineage of the Injimi last name will carry on.
I have thought about that too, because there are only girls in my family. So like the last name will
and
all be.
And you're the only lesbian.
And I'm the only lesbian.
Me? Okay, here's how I feel about that. I'm the greatest breeding Gavin. The other breeding Gavins have fucking fucked up the lineage, okay? They can fuck off, honestly. And my sister doesn't want to have kids. So that makes me the greatest breeding Gavin. So it should, if anyone's going to do it, it should be me, yeah.
Right.
That's so funny. Like, I just remembered that I don't want to have kids, so it doesn't matter what I do. I totally forgot about that. Right.
That just me being like,
when you're having conversations with your girlfriend about it.
Yeah, and then you're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
She might have kids.
I was going to ask you guys earlier.
Wait, no.
No.
Oh, my bad.
No.
Whoa.
She cannot carry children, you guys.
Why?
This is hard for Mac to think about.
How tall is her mom?
Health anxiety. She's
4'11". Her mom is not much taller.
So then they did fine. Cave people were very small.
Have you seen those? Having a visceral reaction.
Have you ever been to like one of those pilgrim houses and saw how short the doors were? Small people have been making little babies forever.
I can't. Guys, this would not work. And especially because this is actually a slay if I did want to have kids, but my brother looks just like me. So if my partner wanted to carry, we could use my brother's sperm. It's not that weird if you think about it. It's actually a blessing.
And
then
the
baby would look just like us.
I literally don't think that's
weird at all. But my brother is 6'6".
Oh.
6'6", like 200 pounds. Like,
that's amazing. No, babies aren't 6'6".
Babies aren't 6'6".
No, but it does. You know, it's a thing.
That was
Mac's
hilarious.
Mom
that
had that baby with no drugs in the home.
That's my true. Mom is 6'1", 6'2".
What?
Dude, you didn't know this?
How tall is your dad?
LOL. Shorter than my mom.
That's fun. How tall is he?
My dad, I think he's like, shoot, I want to say like 5'9 or 5'10 maybe.
Okay, that's still very, that's still tall.
No, it's not. Elena, no, it's not, and you know it.
Compared to my mother.
No, but I'm thinking in terms of like creating a baby.
Wait, we're not going to talk about the 4-inch height difference between your parents. That's the same, that's the distance between me and Jen. Your father, sorry, this is so gendered and so fucked up and so bro podcast. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll let you guys your
father tenderly looks up into your mother's eyes and your mother like leans down and like caresses his head.
It's so weird though, because when it's, maybe this is just a thing that I think of my parents, but like
How is it possible that your parents are homophobic when your dad is 4 inches shorter than your mom?
Well, they met because my dad was taking care of my mom's ankle because my mom played college basketball. And so my dad was the athletic trainer. He like fixed her ankle when she got hurt. So he literally met like a college athlete and then they got married and they made babies and here we are.
That is that explains your bizarre body structure where you're like 5'6", but your hands are the person of a 7 foot tall human beings.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Oh my God.
This is hilarious.
That is wild. That Ashley's is crazy. Everyone's going to hate me for this. I don't care. If you saw it in the wild, you'd be like, holy shit. Did your mom carry your dad over the threshold when they got married?
Absolutely not. I feel like you know enough about my dad to know that that would never happen.
But that's, did he try?
He has never been picked up by a woman in his life.
Did he try to carry her over the threshold?
I don't know, Ashley. I wasn't alive because they did it the old-fashioned way.
If I ever saw your dad being homophobic to you, I would ask all these questions. I would immediately be like, all right, Short King, let's talk about...
I was just thinking... That's just what I was thinking. Okay, I have another question.
I would stand up and look directly into your father's eyes because we're the same height, and then I'd be like, I could never...
Compare hand sizes.
Dad meets dad, eye level edition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. Another question from the Discord, the private Discord that's only available to our patrons. If you want a question answered, patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. How do you / can you make peace with not being seen as queer? As a very feminine presenting lesbian, I've been struggling feeling / being accepted in my own community. It ranges from people assuming you're super straight to queer people ignoring me / not interacting with me in queer contexts because they just know I'm not one of them. I don't want to change my gender expression, but at the same time, it pains me so much to be excluded from queer spaces. It sucks to have to endure male gaze constantly and have your own people not see you. Any tips to make peace with this?
Bro, let me just say this first, but I'm too masked for this.
If I saw you in a straight space, I'd still approach you, femme lesbian, because I love you, and
okay,
I don't see you as
more
not
about
queer.
You, Ashley.
Shh, I would approach you anywhere.
We've
anytime.
Heard Ashley.
I would approach you at church.
Mm-hmm. Ashley would walk up to you, and she would go, "So, what's happening here?"
That's exactly what I would do.
So
I just want you to know. I'm saying this so that she knows that we don't all feel that way, okay?
Right.
Some of us see femme people and think there's no boundary here. The whole the world is my oyster, no pun intended.
The world is my femmes, yeah.
The world is my femmes.
The world are my femmes. Also, do you guys feel like we're moving past that a little bit, like slowly?
I do too.
Because, like, if I see a really pretty person and they're femme presenting and they dress really, like, put together or, like, nicely, I'm like, they must be queer to, like, have such a good fashion sense.
Yes, I'm, like, at the point where I look around the world and I'm like, queer. Like,
this
can't.
This is the thing, though. It's
like
you
see
literally
it everywhere
don't
now.
Know. And even this, you could flip this conversation on its head and, like, say the same thing about masculine presenting people. Like, you don't fucking know.
Mm.
Have you guys seen Stick It?
No.
Ashley, Dad,
Ashley,
Father,
no.
Ashley. But it's not as common.
It. No, it is not as common.
It
no.
absolutely
it exists.
In, maybe in Portland or San Francisco, but generally no.
But here's the thing. I'm a pretty feminine presenting person, and I don't find myself feeling excluded in queer spaces. Which is, I'm not sure if that's. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure
Well,
what
it depends
differ.
Where she's from, I will say.
Yeah.
A Vancouver is way more advanced than a, you know, middle of nowhere, whatever. But
I would say that I probably just have to do more of the approaching.
I was about to say.
Generally.
I don't conflate useless lesbianism with a judgment that you are straight.
Well, and just, like, based on your profile picture here, I don't know if this is actually you, but, like, we're scared of you. We're scared of you.
I'm not scared of you. But the rest, wait, can you send it? Can you put it in the group chat?
Yeah.
Like screenshot it and then send it to me?
Hold on, let me.
Girl, I'm running the other way.
Yeah, here, let me grab the group chat.
Bro. There. No, like, don't send this. Ashley's going to have a meltdown. Ashley's going to have a meltdown.
Like, we're afraid of you. That you might be feeling excluded, Ashley. because we're just too scared to say hi.
Listener, Ashley is just cheek to cheek right now.
Yeah.
Smiling so big. Making like, plans for after this recording.
It might not be the fact, like, you not looking queer might not be the problem here.
I was about to say, okay, because you said the thing about you have to do more of the approaching.
Ashley has gotten the giggles from your profile picture.
Ashley's back in the twilight.
Why is this person on our Patreon?
Twilight jokes right now.
Don't be
Ashley, why would you say,
why would
many
you say
of
that?
The people on our Patreon look just like this, and you too can see them.
And you too can see this person's profile picture.
No, they don't. And we all know she shouldn't be there. And
do you
want to
see who we're talking about? Patreon.com/JoinTheFamilyPodcast.
Not us using her as a plug. Okay, Elena, you said you feel like you have to do most of the approaching.
Yeah.
I think that even if, like, you were literally wearing a shirt that said, I am gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like mask people are just, like, kind of
they're
shy
fucking
sometimes.
Honestly, they are fucking pussies. They're little bottom bitches. And here's,
like,
the thing.
Yeah,
so many mask-presenting people are little bottom pussy-ass babies.
This is necessary
okay?
right now, actually.
Bottom bitches.
Tough love. All
right? And the, like, yeah, and they can't approach. And then when you get in the bedroom, they're like, I love it. Okay, so honestly, man up. This is okay. I'm so toxic this episode.
Dad, yeah, this is a toxic dad rant.
Man,
no, because
up.
If you scroll up from this question, you'll see a masked person typing in the chat being like, I don't know how to talk to girls at a club.
Scroll down. You, look at her. Look at our patron. She is objectively beautiful. She does like, not. She doesn't.
Yeah.
You should be carrying her around. She
it's
should
like
not
hard
have to
look
walk.
At for like
she shouldn't
more than
have
a few
to
seconds
walk
at a time.
Up to you. She shouldn't have to
no,
speak.
She shouldn't have even had to type
you,
this by
yeah,
herself into
you
the picture.
Are,
we
you
should
are
refund
an
her.
Asshole.
Honestly, we should refund
not
her.
Not approaching her. This woman is literally waiting around, trying to give you pussy, and you are so afraid. Watch some fucking Joe Rogan or Jordan Peterson or something. Learn
oh,
how
no.
to fucking take
Whoa.
Control of your
no.
life.
Ashley, we've gone off the rails.
No. It's funny. Everyone's laughing. Okay? And by the way, you know who appreciates this more than anybody? The patron. And by the way, patron, 646. I'm in an open relationship.
Oh, okay, but we didn't give any advice to her. Like, what's the advice to
okay,
the femme presenting
This is not, like, this
models.
Is a societal issue. Like, there's not really...
But how do you
I
make
like
peace
the
with
best
it?
Thing-
the question is, how do you make peace with it? That's the question, though.
Well,
so
Elena,
does-
I would ask you, like, do you think that feeling heard and validated by the queer communities you have in your life is what makes you
yep.
less sensitive?
Yep.
To this happening in public.
100%.
Well, there you go. Because, I mean, I don't struggle with that. I struggle with the opposite. I'm like, am I about to get hate crimed right now because yeah. I have short hair and yeah. I'm wearing a cutoff shirt? Like,
yeah. No, that's a really good point. I think that the more comfortable I became in my own queerness, by surrounding myself with queer people, by being engaged with the queer community around me, and, like, mm-hmm. I, you know, I have to insert myself, but that's fine. Once I have... I feel great.
Yeah. I mean, I also don't want to sound like I know we're saying find that validation in your real life, but also this is like a really tough thing to deal with. Like, my girlfriend's really femme presenting and
yeah.
she dealt with the same thing. Like, people, you just aren't really, you don't feel included unless you're like at a queer event, at a queer space
yeah.
where everybody's assuming that everybody else is also queer.
But here's the other thing that I'll say. Eye contact.
Elena, oh my gosh. Okay.
Even I've seen some, I have seen some masculine lesbians just fail under the most knock it out of the park circumstances. I'm not going to lie. No matter how much eye contact, I mean, it is wild to me how bad some people are at this. It's so easy. You can even walk away within the first interact. You can literally be like, this is my number. This is my Instagram. Mm-hmm. I think you're really cute. I'd love to buy you a drink, but I don't want to like, you know, if you're not feeling it, I don't want to get in your way of having like a nice night. Mm-hmm. Take care. That's all you fucking have to do.
Mm-hmm. But even, don't underestimate a nice compliment.
And even in a circumstance though, I'm trying to keep it like, even in a circumstance where it's not like this person is saying, oh, I want to be hit on or I want to be approached. They're just saying, I want to be included.
What they're saying is Ashley Gavin has not hit on me yet. And I want that. I want to be approached by Ashley Gavin specifically.
Just like DM Ashley Gavin for some free tickets to a show.
Ashley's going to be checking her DMs like 24/7.
You think I'm not already checking them? Absolutely.
Well, and then there's also, maybe this is a bit obvious, but even stuff like wear something with a rainbow on it. Like you know, can you get a thumb ring? Ashley's taking off her engagement ring.
I'm taking off my engagement ring. Very. Again.
Obviously. You know, like there's little things where you, to not necessarily change your presentation, but to kind of try
like
to
signal.
Flag. Yeah, signal. Yeah. Rainbows. I don't know.
Jen has like a little rainbow earring thing that she has. Mm-hmm.
There's like little boob earrings you can get that it's innocuous, but it's like little boobs. You see someone wearing that and you're like, oh, gay.
I would be like, oh, boobs.
There's almost no way to stop men. I think the other part of this question was men.
Yeah.
My girlfriend was literally at the airport on her way to see me wearing my I Heart My Girlfriend t-shirt and a guy hit on her. Like, you just can't. No, that's going to happen. Okay.
Yeah, that's
if you see a woman in an airport, t-shirt or not, you should make the assumption that she's going to visit her long-distance girlfriend. Because let's face it, how many lesbians, probably a higher percentage of lesbians in the airport going to see their long-distance partner?
This is absolutely true. We're keeping the airlines in business right now.
It's absolutely true. Did we help?
Listener? I hope we helped.
Did we sexually harass?
Yes. the immediate next question.
This actually really does suck, though. Did we, like, reiterate that? Like, I feel so bad when people talk about this problem because, like, it's so much easier as a mask-presenting person to, like, find a way to fit in because you just like you literally look gay. Like people see a masculine woman and they're like lesbian.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now. In New York City, I don't feel like I'm gay enough. The shift over the last 2 to 3 years, I feel like younger queer people look at me and think I'm a Republican. Cuz I have like long hair and I'm not wearing like a green and white checkered like sweater vest.
If you were wearing your hat you haven't forwards, gone thrifting recently. I could see that.
What's like I'm about as left as they come, but when I walk into a queer space, I'm like, do I suck dick? Like, do I? I'm just saying I am a unicorn. I'm a special, special girl.
You're so special. You're so marginalized, Ashley.
I'm so special.
Well, Ashley, if you ever want to feel more gay and you want to get like more stares in a room of like that dyke, you could come to Missouri and you know
so much more gay in Missouri.
You would probably feel very affirmed.
Honestly, Calgary.
It's not just identification anymore. It's almost like, you know, it's got its own culture that I'm not a part of anymore. Yeah. You know, I'm not a part of this particular thing anymore. Mm-hmm. And even I feel weird walking into queer spaces sometimes because I don't feel queer enough. And I'm just letting you guys know that we, depending on where you are, it's just like any other thing with social dynamics. Mm-hmm. It can be warped and it has nothing to do with queerness and it has everything to do with, you know, whatever TikTok videos you're watching or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, just remember that. No, I'm the gayest person in the world.
Interesting. And it's true because as kind of norms shift.
Sorry.
I'm gayer than both of you guys.
Ashley is the gayest person in the world.
I mean, the gayest.
Ashley's
and has the best eggs.
I can't quite. Yeah. Has the best eggs.
Elena, I'm gayer than you.
Because you're femme.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
And I mean that 100%. Clip this, Danny. Put it into a fucking TikTok.
I can't.
Here, take this. To internet, take this out of context. Femme lesbians are less gay than mask lesbians.
We're not ready for this social experiment, Ashley.
It's too soon.
We don't want this.
I'm going to start doing a clip this out of context section.
Yes.
No.
I like
no,
it.
No, you're not.
I like it.
Elena's like, it's funny. And it doesn't impact
fun.
Me.
I think that's fun. Yeah. It's interesting to think about how anything, any community, as time goes on and new generations enter, the norms, the culture, it shifts. And it's almost like you don't have control, kind of as you age out, of what your particular place in that community becomes seen as or like is read as. And I think that
because you're not like maybe, a voice.
Yeah. And as the new generation kind of comes in, there's maybe this like settling period where there's, I don't want to say misunderstanding, but there's like a, oh, Ashley's a Republican because look at her. She looks like that. When in the past it was like, no, Ashley's like the hottest lesbian around. And then give it another.
Okay, that it, feels really rude,
hold
honestly.
On, give it another like 5-10 years. And then I feel like there's like a settling, right, where the pendulum swings, comes kind of into the middle. And then it's like a recognition of like, oh my God, that's a representation of a huge turning point in queer culture. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, but I also like feel I'm, like this is moving. This is gonna keep moving. Like
I am the hottest lesbian around. I will always be the hottest lesbian around. Everybody knows that. Okay.
Oh, shit. We have to change the merch idea now. It's a little late for this.
We have to change the merch.
I am the hottest lesbian. I am the
I am the hottest lesbian. No one is hotter or more lesbian than me. Okay. I am such a hot lesbian.
I'm thinking of specifically the like older generation of queers who, you know, now
no one likes them.
No.
You Ashley, know they get such they get so much disrespect.
That's what
if
I'm
you're
saying.
An older queer person listening to this right now, I fuck with you. I
but
love you.
This is what I'm saying. I feel like just recently
it it's
was like
back.
Exactly. It was
Elena's
so much
totally
disrespect
right.
Whereas now it's coming back into the like now we're swinging to the side of understanding everything
and respecting
that, and respecting
also.
What came before us and like under trying to have some sort of appreciation for what those the people
I should fucking hope so.
Went through.
There's definitely a discourse that's like coming up in that. Do you guys know Cowboy Jen on TikTok?
No.
Oh my gosh, you guys have to check out Cowboy Jen.
Okay.
Shout out Cowboy Jen. So fucking cool.
Sounds hot.
She's an older butch woman.
Like, oh.
And she like works on a farm and just
I thought
like,
it was gonna be my tiny girlfriend wearing just a cowboy hat.
I
sorry.
Think I've oh. seen one of Cowboy Jen's videos.
I love we recently became mutuals.
Oh hell yeah.
She commented on one of my TikToks and like I lost my mind.
But this is what I'm saying is there's a new kind of it's somebody who like the kind of butch lesbian look. Has meant so many different things over different generations, right?
Yes,
while the look
absolutely.
Itself has remained the same. So that's
absolutely.
What I'm saying is that it, there's like these different meanings and different implications. And I think that the maybe the Ashley is having one of those moments is what you're describing.
Personally, I think Ashley is always in style. Ashley will always be
classic.
The hottest.
We talked about this on one of the episodes of WHES, this exact topic, and we were like, I'm just classic lesbian. I'm not like
yes. Yes.
I'm not like trendy lesbian. I'm classic lesbian.
Yes.
Yes.
That makes sense to me. Yes. Yeah.
You kind of are too, Mac, a little bit. I know you're slightly trendier than I am.
I think if I was born like 10 years ago, we would be the same person.
Probably.
You're like classic 2.0.
My son.
Valid. I
okay.
think I'm...
If we're not going to do another one, I want to be done. I
yeah,
need to
done.
Change my pad.
Yeah.
yeah, you do.
We can be done. Thanks for listening, everybody. Patreon.com/ChosenFamilyPodcast. You make this possible. For...
And I decide when it's over.
Yes. And Ashley's in charge.
Little
and patron,
Ashley decides.
Patron.
Call me. Call her. Just give it a try. Okay, bye everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injimi. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever!